Okay, what's up? It is June now, June 6th, 2023. I'm Alonzo here with my man Jason. We're here for episode 30 of Weekend Weebs. And we can just get into it. Demon Slayer, I watched a while ago, but I mean, it was mostly just action anyway. Do you want to talk about that? I'm just gonna look up some stuff. So, like, the only. Yeah, can you just, like, describe it?
Oh, yeah. So, some stuff. I mean, it went back to Morichiro fighting the vase. I guess we can just call him the vase demon. He's upper two or upper three. No, four. Is he four or five?
Five.
He's five. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. He's the weakest out of the upper. So upper five, he's basically just trashing him at this point. He's just bodying him, and he's basically saying, like, how are you able to do this? You're human. This doesn't make sense. And he went on his whole spiel after he, like, beheaded him and was like, my life is worth 100 times of yours, da-da-da, you're worthless, all this other stuff. And then Morichiro just kind of was like, all right, yeah. I had enough of you talking, and he just kills him. that's pretty much it. Nothing really happened. It was just them fighting for the most part.
And they're just like making fun of each other.
Yeah. And just talking trash. Yeah. And then it cuts back to Tanjiro fighting upper four. He gets swallowed by one of the trees. He's about to get squeezed to death. And right before he's about to die, pretty much the love Hashira shows up and cuts the tree up and saves him, and the episode pretty much ends. That was a super description, but that was like, yeah, that was really all that happened though, because most of the time was just Morichiro and the upper five just making fun of each other for the most part. It wasn't really anything crazy happening. I guess after he killed them, the dude, the swordsmith, came up and was like, "Are you okay? Do you need a break or something?" He was like, he was acting like he was all right, he was fine, but then he just passes out on the ground. And I think, I don't know if we find out that he got amnesia after he got, him and his brother got attacked in their house. I don't know if that's happened, where it happens, but
that was a little confusing. I don't know. I feel like
she showed up and she was like, we have to at least save one. And then she like nursed him back to health, and he just started training right away, even though, he wasn't like fully recovered. And then he also said, my body remembered, even though my mind forgot, my body remembered the anger or whatever that I had, and it wouldn't let me stop training. And then he also remembered Rengoku, because Tanjiro asked for Rengoku's hilt to be put on his new sword, and he had a flashback to when they were first starting out or whatever, and they were like, we're both going to become Hashiras and save people. And then it kind of just, he says something, and then it just skips to Tanjiro fighting.
Were you satisfied with the Morichiro fight?
And the devil, I thought it was dying? Pretty good. I mean, but I felt like he was like way past, or the power, like, I thought he was way stronger than that dude anyway, so I kind of expected it to be like a one shot thing. I mean, he used like one of his new techniques. He transformed to like a snake. And then he used, like, fish. Like, if you hit him, like, he had a whole bunch of fish. But Morichiro just kind of sliced through all of it and just cut his head off, which I kind of was expecting. Because, like, I don't think he's the big threat. I think the big threat is the other dude. Like, I was predicting, I was like, I don't think he's going to be a problem. And I was like, I feel like Morichiro would be able to just, you know, kill him, like, solo him pretty quickly. Because there's, what, 3 episodes left?
Yeah.
So, like, I for me, it was satisfied. Like, I was satisfied with it. Like, I was okay with it, because I didn't feel like he was the main bad guy anyway. I feel like the other guy is going to be the one that's going to take a lot to beat.
I feel like I expected him to be a little bit tougher, but maybe that's just to show how strong Muichiro is, because the level 6 moon.
Yeah, but he
moons.
said he should have been higher, but he had his sister around.
Oh, so you're saying he nerfed himself.
Yeah, he basically nerfed himself by having his sister with him all the time. Because remember when Muzan was like, he wouldn't have died if he would have just, you know, it would have just been his body. If it would just been him and not his sister with him. Because he would have been upper five. So that fifth dude wouldn't have been in that tier. So the other guy was better than him.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. But Mucha just, like, trashed him. I don't know. It was just, like, so easy. But I feel like it was kind of a breath of fresh air because every other fight has been, like, really tough as far as Upper Moons go. So I guess that was kind of refreshing. And then finally, Kanroji shows up.
Yeah.
And I just hope that she gets some justice here, because she has not been in the show for the season really at all. So I would hope we get something. And one other thing about the vase demon, we didn't get any backstory on them. I feel like usually he didn't get a backstory.
I was surprised. I thought he was going to get a backstory, but he was just angry when he died. Usually they like start crying and stuff and they remember like their past, but he was just like, it's no way I just died. Like, what? It's not possible. You killed me?
He's like, I'm upside down. What's going on?
Yeah.
That was weird.
But I feel like his backstory is probably trash. He was probably like an artist or something, and I don't know.
Yeah, he's
the other dude's like backstory, I feel like it would be good.
What, the guy, the little guy?
The emotions? Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. But whatever. I guess it just shows how unimportant he was. I don't know.
Yeah,
he just died. Didn't he just got clapped? Didn't get a backstory. Transformed everything. Basically, I one shot it.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever. It was whatever. It just felt, I don't know, anticlimactic for that episode.
I mean, but I felt like that's what I thought was gonna happen. I thought he was just gonna crash him. That's what I was expecting. So,
okay. So then, I'll probably ask you. I'll ask you after this season is over to try to rank the Hashira.
Oh, from highest or strongest to weakest?
Yeah. I'll wait until we actually see Kanroji and then I'll see what you think. But yeah, I guess that's it for Demon Slayer. I mean,
yeah, that's
pretty cut and dry. I don't know. We got Rengoku flashback. The Tendril Sword would be sweet with that hilt on it, though. That would be pretty cool. And then the dude, he was still working on the sword, right?
Yeah, he was still sharpening it on the rock.
It's not done yet. Okay, let's get to Vinland then.
I mean, we predicted that correct as well. Half the episode. It was like 12 minutes of him getting punched, 12 minutes of him talking. It was a lot of talking with him and Canute. They talked for a long time. But it left off from, you know, him getting punched. It was like on 20, I think. Or it might have started at like 16.
It was somewhere in the middle when Einar showed up.
Yeah, and then Einar showed up. I mean, he was still there, though. He was still there. Because he showed up last episode. He was there. He was just watching.
Or Snake, I guess, and Almer.
Yeah, Snake showed up. Snake showed up. And he was on 30 when Snake showed up. So Snake and
Almer,
the young master, Almer, showed up. And I was right, too, about my prediction about him, like, absorbing a punch, like, rolling with it. I was like, he'll probably get hit, but he won't really get hit. Like, he'll absorb the impact. And he was doing that. So he really wasn't getting hurt. I mean, even though he was bleeding and stuff, but the punches weren't really landing flush at all. And mentioned it.
Yeah, the King's Guard. Like his
the King's Guard. He was like, dodging the punch, but nobody's able to notice. But even though he's dodging a punch, over time it's going to hurt him because the other guy's a skilled fighter. And then he also says something about it. He kind of started to notice. He was like, none of my punches are really feeling like they're hitting. Like, he's like, I'm hitting them, but they're not, you know, he doesn't feel the contact really. And then Snake and Omer shows up and they're like, what's going on? Why is this huge crowd? Are they fighting? And then he gets there and he sees Thorfinn getting punched. And then he's like, hey, what are you doing? And then he distracts Thorfinn, and then Thorfinn gets rocked in the face because he gets distracted. And then he falls out. He's like knocked out. Not really knocked out, but he's just, you know, laid out. And then Snake gets closer. I think he asked Einar at first what was going on before he even I don't know. He asked somebody what's going on, and then once he seen Thorfinn got punched because he distracted him. Thorfinn was on the ground. He went to his side, and he was like,
basically, like, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, you don't have to do this. They're going to surrender and give the farm up anyway. Like, you don't have. I thought you left. Why are you doing this? And then Thorfinn gave his little speech. He was like, this is so dumb. All these people die for no reason and all this other stuff. And he was like, it just doesn't make sense. And I'm not going to let them take the farm. And then he stands back up, and then everybody's like, what? He's back up? He's still standing? And then the guy who was fighting him was like, you still want some more, basically? And then he was punching him, and then it did a little time skip. Like, probably like 10 minutes or whatever. 38
to like 98.
Yeah, to 98, yeah. And his punches were getting soft because he's, you know, he's getting low on energy. Worn he's out. Tired. Yeah. So he's punching him. Like, the last three punches weren't, they're like literally just touch on this, just touching him on the chest with his fist. He wouldn't even punch him. And then he got like everybody's respect that was watching. Everybody was just standing there looking at him.
See, quiet. I thought that speech hit pretty hard for me.
Yeah, he was like, why is everybody fight? Like, if they really want to fight, let them two fight. Like, why are we dragging in all these random people and innocent people?
It's like, let them go
play a game or something to see if they want to win. And then he was also like, I have no enemies. Like, I just met you guys today. Like,
yeah,
that was, I don't know, that was you don't know me.
The guy, man. So we were right, like, about him actually sitting and taking every single punch, but
yeah.
Thankfully, they didn't sit there and watch every single punch. Like, it did skip. Yeah. And
it was still a long time. It was still like 12 minutes. It was still 12 minutes, though. Like,
but, like, he wasn't, like, getting punched and having, like, flashbacks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like, every punch. Yeah, we were wrong about that. But that's the route I thought they were going to do. Because I'm like, how are they going to, you know, span this time? And so he says that speech, and then he's like, the guy's like, yeah, you proved yourself, so you can go talk to the king. And then he goes to talk to the king. And I was right about the cut on his face. I forgot. Because remember, I was like, I think Thorfinn gave him that. And he did. Because right when he killed Askeladd, he tried to attack him. Because he killed, you know, the man he wanted to kill for his whole life. And he kind of just took that moment from him. And then we also find out he became a slave because Canute turned him into a slave. Because he cut him on the face or attacked him. And they talk about that a little bit. Canute's like, you probably hate me. And then Thorfinn's like, nah, you actually kind of spared me. Like, I cut the king or the royal family. I injured him, and you let me off free, even though he didn't really let him off free. He turned you to a slave, but, yeah, you know,
it just
whatever.
Just happened to work out, and he got a good slave owner. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm sure that story would have been a lot different. Because
if he
was
Garter, if he would have been like Garter, yeah. And he would have been like, oh my god, I hate this dude. I want to kill him now. He tried to kill him. That would be the new person he wants to kill. It would go from Askeladd to Canute. People would probably love that story. They'd be like, oh yeah, this is amazing.
That would have been a lot different. But I guess that would also, that could also show why he feels like he owes Kettle.
Yeah.
In a way.
And so they're talking, and then this one I was like, Canute is, when I sent you, like, he's a psycho. Like, bro, you're trying to fight God? Like, what are you talking about?
I didn't know what you were talking about when I was watching. I was like, why is he a psycho?
Right, he was like, I'm trying to save the Vikings, and I need to develop an army so I can fight God. I'm like,
no,
bro.
He was like,
I'm going to stop the water. Watch this. Yeah. And he was like, you see, it didn't stop. You know why it didn't stop? Because the only person that controls it is God. And I was like,
For one second, I thought the waves were actually gonna stop.
Stop, you did,
and like he was gonna have like psychic powers or something. I was like, "What is going on here?"
And then, so when he did that, I'm like, "Bro, I'm like, it's not gonna stop." And if it does stop, I wouldn't say he had powers. It would just been kind of like a timing thing.
That
like
would have been
luckily,
even sillier. That's what I thought was gonna happen.
I thought he was trying to do that to prove to his army like he's really, you know. Like, but and then he called himself a conqueror and stuff, because Einar was like, "You're not a king. You're just a like the top gang
you're
leader
a
of
Viking
the world.
Lord, yeah,
like you're not a king. Like, what makes you better than any of those other people or any of these other gangs?" And he was like, "You're right. I'm not better than any of them, but I just have the more power than everybody else." And He was trying to, he was like, he used to want to create a paradise on Earth. And now he's like, I can't create a paradise on Earth because that's not what God's will is. He wouldn't have made us this way or have us act. We act this way because this is how God made us. And paradise is somewhere else. And he left us behind. And so I'm creating an army to go to war with God so I can create that paradise. And I'm like, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't really understand.
I'm just like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you saying? And then Thorfinn's just sitting there like, he was like, you're a smart dude. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he sounds like an idiot. And then Einar was like, what are you talking about? Like,
yeah.
Like, you killed all these people for that? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, and then Thorfinn was like, but still, you can't take this. You can't take this farm. I won't let you. And he was like, well, you're just going to have to kill me because I already gave him a chance to surrender and they didn't already. And he was also like, there's no point of taking this land because you killed all the people that helped build it. So it's not even enough. You know, it's not even enough people to maintain the farm because you killed so many workers. And he was like, I don't care. I told them to surrender. They didn't. That's their fault. And so, and then he had like everybody go forward and surround him. And I'm not really worried about Thorfinn. Like, if he needs to get out of there, he can get out of there. But I don't know about Einar. I feel like he might get clapped. But I know he won't get clapped.
I feel like I don't feel like Canute will attack them unless someone attacks them.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like at the
beginning.
And
we still got to remember Snake is going to come up. Snake and Omer are still going to have to, like, relay the message. Like, hey, we surrender. I feel like that's going to happen still. So that might, like, break it up.
I feel like in the beginning of the conversation, Canute was trying to play dumb a bit. Like, he was, like, acting like it wasn't his plan to take the farm the whole time. Like, he was like, Omer did this, and that's why we did it.
Yeah.
And then midway through the conversation, when they were just, like, seeing through that, he was just like, yeah, like, I'm just a king. This is what I want. I need these resources. And then that was it.
Yeah.
So, he's definitely a snake. I don't know. I don't really trust him. I also want to know why he didn't want to talk to Thorfinn.
Because Thorfinn is a real one, and he's a lame, bro. He's like, I can't face this dude, bro. He's really been through it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really been through nothing at all. It's only been 4 years, too. So it's like, I don't know, but you saw the guy, the right-hand man, his like, main security guard or whatever. I forgot that guy's name, but with his eyes closed all the time.
Yeah.
He was like, what? That's the dude that went toe-to-toe with Thorkel? He's like, he's so young. He's so small.
Oh,
he did
know of him, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, that boy got tails. It's tails of Thorfinn. Thorfinn the legend, bro. Like, what the heck? And then he was like, what? He's the one that cut the king's face? What the heck?
Yeah, he's definitely a folktale. I don't know what's going to happen. I guess they'll surrender, but, like, I think Thorfinn is seeing that, like, you can't. He won't be able to talk Canute out of it. So I don't know what his plan will be going forward.
Yeah, I don't know either. Oh, my God. Why does it keep doing this? Sorry.
Because Canute was like, yeah, like, you're going to have to kill me. Like, if you this is your chance, like, you got to kill me now because you're not going to be able to talk me out of it.
I also think that Thorgal is going to come out the cut.
I forgot about Thorgal.
Because he left. Remember, he just walked away. He was like, I'm leaving you, you cowards. So I feel like he's plotting something. I feel like he's trying to figure out a way to sneak around the back. Kill Canute. I feel like that's what he's doing. I don't want to see him join their army, though. That would be kind of lame.
I don't want to see that either. I feel like he's too deep into it, and him deciding to join the army would just be weird. Like, I don't even understand why Canute would trust him to be in his army.
Yeah. But he's trying to create, remember? He's trying to create a paradise for the Vikings.
What saying about saving
a paradise
the Vikings.
For the Vikings.
Like,
saving the Vikings.
Save the Vikings. Because they're, like, what? Because they're not, like, good people or something? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, they're not good people. And I guess he's like, in order for me to allow them to be good people, I have to take over everything so there's nothing for them to fight for. Which is
so he's basically trying to keep them in order. Like, he's just like,
yeah he's literally saying, I'm gonna
keep a leash on them, or they'll just,
because he was like, I want to unify all the groups of Vikings and create the biggest. I'm like, bro, okay, somebody's always going to want power. Like, and you're not even strong. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't see that. I was like, save the Vikings. I was like, what is he talking about?
That's what I'm like, bro, this dude's crazy. He's crazy. And then, like, his whole reasoning, like, I'm trying to go to war with God. Like, bro, what? Because remember, I was like, he's crazy, but I don't think he's that crazy. No, that dude is insane. Like, we were talking about when he was seeing a dead head. I was like, yeah, but he seems pretty, like, yeah, he's having hallucinations and stuff, but he's still right in his mind. Like, he can still make decisions, you know. But no, I think he's insane, bro. He's just insane.
Maybe he'll play out some more. I don't quite know what he wants or what he's talking about, to be honest. Do you have any predictions for next week?
I think
only two more episodes, right?
Yeah, it's only like two more episodes. So I think that Omer and Snake are going to get to the king and relay the message like, hey, we surrender. But Thorkel's going to show up and he's going to be like, nah, we don't surrender. And then it's going to be a whole thing. And that's going to allow Thorfinn and Einar to leave because, like, you know, now all this stuff is happening. And then Canute's going to be like, all right, you got to surrender. And then Thorkel's going to be like, no, I don't agree with that. And then they'll probably say the whole spiel, like, he's not the head of the house anyway. And then Thorkel's going to be like, you got to kill me if you want it. And then he might, like, sick the whole army on him. And he just, you know, remember I was saying I feel like he'll get, like, just destroy, like, 30 people and then die right before he's about to kill Canute? I think that's still going to happen. I feel like that's what they have to do to, like, I don't know, because I was one of the people that's like, I don't care if there's no action, but, all right, we're kind of overdue. You know what I'm saying? Like, even even when they showed up to the island or to the land, to the farm, and they killed all those people, it wasn't really a whole bunch of fighting. So I feel like we're kind of overdue. They got to show us at least a little bit.
Okay.
I think that would be fair for the fans, you know?
I think it would, too. There isn't that much action or hand-to-hand combat in the show this season at all. So at least one good one would be okay. But I've still enjoyed it so far. Like, my predictions, like, I just can't see Thorfinn leaving without there being some kind of resolution. Unless it's just, like, insalvageable. Like, the king dies. Like, I could see, like, Canute dying.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know what would happen after that is the thing.
I can't see him dying right now. Because, I mean, who is he fighting? He pretty much owns everything now. For the most part.
Well, Thorgil could kill him.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, who would take that place as king?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. And I don't know if it would be a solution for Thorfinn or not.
What, to become king?
No, I don't think Thorfinn wants to become king. I'm saying, like, if Canute does die, I don't know if that would be a good enough solution for Thorfinn to, like,
but I feel like
get
he,
the
he
goal
just,
he wants.
He just wants them not to take the farm. Right now, I mean, obviously he wants to, you know, find Vinland and create a place where people can live peacefully, but I think he's kind of realizing it can't be the whole world. It has to be like a small area.
So you think he's given up on trying to, like, bring peace to, like, everywhere?
Yeah, I think he realizes that's not fathomable. Like, that can't happen. Cause his whole thing is like, I'm going to go to Vinland, and Vinland is just one place. It's like a land where there's peace, there's no slavery, there's no fighting, and it's just in that area. And that's where he wants to be in Vinland. But I think he'll be okay with the rest of the world being, like, however it is, even though he might not want it to be that way. But I don't think he's trying to create the whole world to be Vinland.
Okay.
I mean, he might be. It's a dumb idea. It's not going to happen, but
I guess we'll see. And then we got Hell's Paradise that came back this week after a break. I still don't know what the break
was
for. Yeah, that was
Gabimaru was just OP, bro. Remember we were talking about, like, is she on the same level? She's nowhere near him, bro. Like, it's not even a question. Yeah, it's like, what the heck? But that was one of the weaker gods. They said that was the weakest one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember they were at the table? They were like, you almost died to a human. You're always messing up things.
Mm. Okay. But so I'm trying to remember exactly how the episode started.
Episode started. Goblin he was just Marvel like, "I'm not gonna wait. Like, I can't sit and wait for you to figure out all these mysteries."
Yeah.
The dude with the glasses, he was trying to, because he was reading all the books, and he was like, "All this is not making any sense. Like, everything, I read one thing, and then as soon as I learn a new thing, it's another question I have." It was like questions being answered with more questions. And he was like, "We have to figure out, you know, before we advance further, we have to figure out, at least know a little bit." And then Gabi Mar was like, "I don't got time for that, bro. I'm trying to get this elixir so I can save my wife and live happy." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. So he just went off on his own, and he shows up to a gate.
The guy was supposed to stay up and watch, right? He just, like, fell asleep.
Yeah, he just fell asleep, yeah. He was supposed to keep watch of him.
So Gabi Mar just, like, walks in, like, I guess one direction. Did he even know where he was going, or he's just walking?
He was just going through the mist. He had an idea, because remember the tree dude told him, like, "Hey, this is what it'll look like, and after you get past this, it'll be a gate." So he was just following what he told him. So he went through the mist, and once he got to the other side of the mist, he saw a gate. He was like, "All right, this must be the gate to where the Tenzin stay." And then he was sitting there, and then the one that was fighting the blonde haired dude and was you know, fighting the girl and his master show up, and she's like, "Can you just leave? Like, I already had to fight one of you guys, and it was already pretty hard, more difficult than I thought. Like, can you just come back at a later time, or when it's not my, like, shift to guard this area?" And then Gabi Mar was like, he wouldn't even really listen to what he was saying. He was just like, "Oh, who is this? I can't keep my guard down." And then he just attacks, because he's like, you know, too many crazy stuff is going on. So they start fighting. He was actually trashing her low-key. And
in the beginning,
just bodying her, and then she, like, transformed into a dude, and then kind of started fighting back a little bit more, and then he kept bodying her, and then or bodying him, or the thing, I'll just say that, the Tenzin, the guy.
Them. And then, like, one theory did get messed up. I saw some people saying, like, maybe because they're, like, plants that if you, like, set them on fire that they'll die. But they just like burned. Came back. Like, she got, like Gabi Mar, like, set them ablaze.
Oh, yeah, set them on fire. And then she still healed. Like, she came back up. And
they
healed.
Just, like, crisp. Like, they were, like, burnt, and then they healed.
Yeah. I think that's probably the easiest way to keep them. Like, if you just set them on fire the whole time, because they'll just keep regenerating, but they're burning. Yeah. But,
So they're fighting. Gabi Mar's winning. Like, in terms of skill, Gabi Mar's obviously, like, better.
Yeah,
but then
way better.
She uses, like, that technique that the little girl uses. Like,
yeah,
the,
hit him in the chest and pushed him all the
hockey.
Way back to the wall.
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Oh, snap, what was that?" And he figured out that's what the little girl did. And then got back up and they started fighting some more. And then he was like,
back.
I just gotta break your neck, like, repeatedly. And then he was just like knocking, like punching the crap. Like,
well,
she was like, "I gotta,
like,
kill you before you can heal."
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Like, maybe you just won't be able to regenerate if I hit you
yeah.
enough. And then it's just a whole, like, JoJo like fist.
Yeah.
And then that was animated cool. And then they were kinda hitting each other though at the same time.
Yeah, they were
like,
going
was,
back,
like,
and
back and
forth.
Forth.
He was like, I just have to out damage you, basically. Just output more damage.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then it looked like he won, and he was like, "All right, we're good." And then she transformed into, like, a giant flower monster thing.
Yeah, it looks really weird. It's like a flower puppy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and then it showed both of the, like, the boy and the girl versions, like, in black and white. And then
it was like some weird, like, I describe it as like a Bloodborne, like, Demon Souls boss, like, just, like, some weird thing that you can't even, like, describe what it looks like. It's just, like, creepy.
It was like a crab, a flower crab. Like,
it kind of looked like a flower slash, like, cat.
A cat?
Like, that's what it looks like to me. Like, a flower, like, fox thing with a tail and then, like, antennas. I don't know. It was just weird looking.
Yeah, and then she grabbed him and electrocuted him.
Yeah, and then it started using lightning. It's like, it was literally like a Bloodborne boss. And the music was, like, eerie, too.
Yeah, and then he was about to die, and he had, like, a vision. He was talking to his wife. He was like, "Is this real? Maybe I was just sleeping." And he figured out, like, "No, I'm not sleeping. I'm probably about to die." He was like, "Sorry, I couldn't make it back home." And then when he was about to like pass out fully, he had another flashback. Well, he probably didn't even see it, but it showed us a flashback of the Shogunate telling him like, "Hey, I trained you, so when you're at the brink of death, no matter what, if an enemy is about to kill you, you have to try to kill them too." So it's like, even if I die, you gotta die too. Like, even if I'm about to die, you have to die too. And he was like, "You won't even know it's happening. It'll just happen instinctually." And then it was like, "You'll give all your energy, everything you've got, to make sure you don't die." And then he like transformed. He went like on fire again, and was just like, "Did he just like do an explosion, like a huge
Yeah,
fire
it was just like
explosion?"
a, he was just like engulfed in flames, like just a lot of fire came out.
And then burned the freaking the god, and then the god dropped him because he was like, "I can't keep holding this dude. I'm about to die." And then he, or and then he dropped him, and then the girl came up and saved him.
Yeah, she used like a force field or something,
Yeah,
like
force
a
field, and then broke the
pain
ground.
bubble.
And then he fell down, and she disappeared. And then the other guy with the hand who lost his hand. It's crazy because I was saying I thought he was going to show up. Did I say he was going to show up this episode? I think I did. I think I predicted it, but I thought it was going to be like more of him, not just him finding Gabimaru. And he's about to try to kill him for whatever reason. Like, why are you about to try to kill me?
Yeah, they came across him. I don't know. But then they also had the little like table with the Tenzin. Like
Oh,
they
he was
showed
holding
like
something? Oh yeah. Oh no. You're talking about when they were like talking about what happened. And they're all at the table, and we also figured out that I don't think they're really gods. I think they're just normal people that drink the elixir or whatever.
Yeah, like it keeps them
Yeah, it
going.
keeps them alive. That's why they're living forever, because they keep drinking that.
Because dude came back and he was like a branch, basically. He's like
Yeah,
burnt,
he's
like
all burnt
old,
up and old
crispy.
looking. Yeah. And then they were talking about how like what forms they like to be in. They were like, "I like being in a woman." And the other dude was like, "I like being in a dude body because it suits me." And then they were talking about how they were like making. She was like, "Oh, you were in a woman and you were having fun." I'm like, "Okay, like what?" I'm like, "What?" And then they also mentioned how they threw those dudes in the well, the flower well. But he was like, "Did you make sure you killed them?" And she was like, "No, nah, they were beaten up pretty badly. They shouldn't be able to get out." And he was like, "Well, if you damage an animal and you let them come back, they're going to be even like stronger and more angry. So you should have
Basically,
made
they're
sure that you killed
slipping.
them."
They're like, this group of people is like the most dangerous group of people we've ever seen, basically.
Yeah.
And then it
And
showed
then
them
she also said
call
like
out.
she hasn't seen someone like Gabimaru in 1,000 years. And the island's only like what? A little over 1,000 years old?
Something like that. I don't know
So,
exactly how old it is, but. And then the bandit chief, he climbed out.
yeah.
But I didn't see his brother, though. So I don't know. Then apparently it showed the. It did show the
Yeah, the
girl and the
background of the.
master.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, it showed them for a little bit. But you're talking about the background of who?
The tree guy. He was saying we used to be normal people, but
Oh,
then we
yeah.
transformed into trees, and everybody transforms into trees, but it's like different timing for everybody, and then they go and pray in front of the gate because that's their gateway to like heaven or something.
Like they were all humans at one point, like a regular
Yeah,
village.
regular humans, yeah, regular village, but they started turning into trees, and they all, it was like everyone turns into a tree eventually. And right before they turn into a tree, they go and pray. Like right before they're fully gone, they go and pray in front of the gate because the Tensons are supposed to be able to answer their prayers and let them cross into the afterlife.
Okay.
So that's why when Gabimaru was walking in the mist and he saw all the trees just like sitting there with their hands praying, because he was like, "My daughter, I had a wife and a kid, but they all turned into a tree before me."
There. Got some lore there. And then we got three other. Oh yeah, and they also said that they all like the Tenzin were all one person and they split into
Oh,
the
really? I didn't see
seven.
that.
Yeah. They all started off with one person and they split into those seven people. So it's really all one person. And then the three are just like covered by flowers. Like, we don't know what their face looks like.
Yeah, but they had like the mask on. But we know what three of them look like though. Out of the seven.
We know what four look like now.
Oh yeah, because the one dude walked up. The one guy walked up and he was like, "You guys are not on your shit, like at all."
So, yeah. That was cool. That was a good episode.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was really good.
That boss battle had a phase two, and he wasn't ready for it.
I mean, he still almost won, though. I mean, nah, he got saved, but the boss wasn't expecting that. Like, nah. She was like, what the heck, bro? Like, what is this? Who is this person?
He just had a bad day. And you know that they're killable now, so that's good, too.
Yeah, yeah, we know that they can die, yeah.
It just takes a lot. So the thing is, I don't know who's going to beat all of them, though. Because, like, I feel like there isn't enough of them to beat all seven of them. Unless they gotta come up with some kind of group at some point, like a bigger group than what they have. Like, they got to come together to beat all of them.
Oh, I think Gabimaru, I think the other ninja, the girl, I don't think she's as strong as him, but I think she's, like, up there, too, though.
You think so? I don't know. And we haven't seen her do anything yet, but
other than wet herself.
Like, I don't know. What the heck? She might be really powerful. I know the Sagiri is strong, but like if that's the
her
weakest
swordsmanship
of the
is crazy.
Seven,
but yeah. But she has like the top swordsman skill. It's just that, but she's okay with killing and fighting prisoners normally, like without thinking. But when it comes to regular people and regular things, she's like, I don't know. I'm second guessing myself.
At this point, I feel like she should be able to kill like a monster. I'm just trying to think of all the characters.
But
she killed
the one guy. I mean, it was her and Gabimaru together because Gabimaru set the place on fire. Yeah, the prisoner.
Yeah.
The big baby.
But like, I'm just trying to think like I can't even think of seven like protagonists that could beat the seven antagonists. Like we got Gabimaru, Sagiri, the Kanochi girl, the bandit chief. Oh, maybe there might be his brother, the guy who just showed up at the end with the green, and then I don't know, maybe the tree and the little girl or the. We haven't seen
But the little girl is the Tenzin, too. We know that. She's the Tenzin.
Yeah. And the guy with glasses, we haven't seen him fight. But I feel like he's not that strong.
Yeah, I think he's just the intel. He does all the gathering information and stuff.
Oh, wait, and there's the blind master. I forgot about him. So maybe they do got enough people.
But he almost died.
That's true.
To that one. And that's supposed to be the weakest one, so.
I guess we'll see.
But I think they'll game plan and, you know, develop ways to beat them without, like, pure brute force, you know? Just.
Yeah, it probably won't be, like, an all-out battle, like, seven versus seven at the same time or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still waiting for everyone. I'm glad Gabimaru met this dude. I'm just waiting for everyone to, like, meet. And, like, see who's actually going to, like, join the group or not.
But it's only a few of them alive still. Because we found out that the one lady that's the man-eater woman, we know she died. Because she got killed by the blind master. And then the blind master also killed another, he killed, like, two different prisoners already. And then, because how many went on the island? It was, like, what, seven or eight?
I can't remember. I know there was the guy that the Kanochi was testing stuff on. There was the girl that tried to seduce the blind master. There was the big baby prisoner.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to name people who
Bandit
died.
Bandit King.
Well, he's still alive.
He's still alive, yeah.
Prisoners that died? I mean, he's not prisoner, but Tenza died.
I feel like there's only four prisoners alive right now.
I can't think of nobody else.
I think there's really only four. It's the ninja girl, Gabimaru, Bandit King, and the little girl. And then the guy with one arm or one hand.
Okay.
So that's six.
So, okay. I guess we'll see. There's only 3 episodes left. I don't know if there's going to be season 2 or not, but...
Oh, it has to be. There's no way they're going to end it.
I don't know. I guess it is popular, but I don't know. Yeah, we got Heavenly Delusion, episode 10. I'm sad this is about to be over.
Yeah, this episode was really good.
I assume there'll be a season 2. I saw some people... I liked it a lot. I saw some people complaining about the art style.
Yeah, I was like, what? I seen that too on Twitter. I'm like, what? What's like?
But someone just said like there was a different director for this episode. Like there was like a guest director. So like some scenes were like, it was like more cartoony style more often in this episode. But like I thought it was funny. So I didn't really care.
I didn't really notice like that much. I felt like it felt the same to me.
Yeah. So like this episode, it starts out there. They're outside of the place that's supposed to be the, or is it in this episode that we find out that he's not lying?
Yeah, we find out he's not lying because somehow they caught back up to him, and then they made him like take his shirt off, and he actually had an 11 tattoo on his shoulder, and then he was like, "All right, you know, can you guys like come with me to go back?" And then she was like, "The only reason I'm coming is because I want to see if the baby's alive. That's the only reason I'm coming with you." And it was like an 8-hour trip. They're just sitting in the car. They're asleep. And then they get there. I think they talked a little bit in the car, but it wasn't really nothing crazy. But then they get there, and it's daytime, and he parks a little bit away from the prison. Not a prison. I guess the breeding place.
Yeah.
And he tells them, like, hey, when you guys go in there, be careful. And then they go in, and they realize it's vacant, like everybody left.
Yeah, because they thought they might still be there.
Yeah.
And then they had Maru put a wig on.
Yeah. And then she was like, why do you look so pretty with a wig on? Even though, like, why do you care? Like, what the heck?
Yeah, that's what I
mean,
saying.
I guess it's this dude. It's this dude instincts or something. I don't know. And he was like, who looks better?
Yeah.
Me or him? And he was like, well, naturally you because you're an actual woman. But so basically saying he looks better than you, but he's a dude. So it's weird. Like, but you're a real woman, so naturally you're, you know.
It was funny.
And then
was
he was also like
stereotypical like dude answer. Like,
yeah. And then the thing with her breast, he was like, hold on, wait. He started hitting on her chest. And then Maru came over like, what are you doing to my woman or something like that? And he was like, you're a woman. He was like, oh no, and I didn't mean it like that. And he was like, yeah, I just had to check because they get jealous of big breasted women
moves.
Because they have to like, I guess, do surgery or get rid of them for some reason. And then, are you okay? Did you just fall?
No, my cat knocked over something.
Oh, okay. And then he was like, yeah, you should cover up because if they see you, they're going to take you as a threat and they're probably going to try to kill you or something. And so she, like, zipped up her jacket. And then they pretty much leave and they go to the place. And then they're scoping it out and they're like, well, nobody's here. Like, everybody left. And while they're looking around, they just start freezing. But at first, Maru wasn't getting, like, frozen at first. It was only Kiriko.
Yeah.
And then he, right when he was about to freeze, once Maru did start freezing, he was like, it's on the ceiling. Even though it was, like, invisible, and she was like, how did you see it? And then she shot up there, and then it made the man-eater stop. And then she was like, oh, I figured it out. Because she went into the hallway and it was like crawling the side of the building. It was like a giant spider. And it sent another one. And she was like, I just got to get to you before the ice gets too close to me. And then she shot it and decapitated it. And then Maru went down there to like deep dive. What did he call it? The killer drive?
Fatal dive.
Fatal impact. Or fatal drive. Yeah, fatal drive it. Maru touch is like way easier to say. He went to do the Maru touch on it and he was like, I can't find the core. And then she was like, well, the other half of the body is up top, so do you want to go up there and get it? I don't even think they went. Didn't they just leave?
No, they were like, it's not worth it just because like no one's even there.
Yeah.
The baby's not there.
And so they left and then told him like, hey, everybody evacuated, it's a man-eater nest now. And then right when he was like, dang, all hope is lost. That's when the other dude showed up. He was like, Boar 11. It's you. And he's like, "What is you guys boar six?" He's like, six, "Don't call me that." He's like, "Don't call me." He's like, "Don't call me that." He's like, "You called me that first." And then he was like, "Yeah, we moved places. We escaped and we're here. We're over here now."
They just kind of popped up out of nowhere. Like
they did just pop up out of nowhere.
They just happened to be in the area, I guess.
And then so they follow him back, and then they're eating and they're sleeping and they're all talking. He's like, "Yeah, your son is doing really well. He I've been watching him. He's been growing." And then this is where things took a turn. Crazy turn. Not yet, but like right at the end, I was like, "What the heck?"
I didn't know what was going on at the end. But
yeah, and then
they just had like a little cookout and relax.
Yeah, they were relaxing, cookout, and then when they went to sleep, everybody started freezing again. And they were like, "Everybody wake up, get outside." Because they thought the man eater like followed them. But and then they were like, "You gotta get the baby." And then she ran and picked the baby up. Why did she pick the baby up and just run while everybody else was just sitting there? I thought that was weird. Like, she picked the baby up and nobody else started running when they all left the building.
I have no idea. Was like,
and she was like, "I'm still freezing." Because once they got outside, you know, everybody stopped freezing for the most part. But then she picked the baby up and then she was running with them. And then she was like, "Why am I still freezing? I should be outside of his range. I already figured out how it works." And then Maru started chasing after her. And was like, "Put the kid down." Like, and then she was like, "What?" He was like, "Put the kid down." And then they realized the baby is the one causing the ice. And he has, like, powers. Like the man eater. And then they were like, at first I thought they were going to be like, "Should we kill the baby?" But they didn't even think about that. They were just like, "Well, he has powers." And it stopped.
Yeah, they just, like, handed him back to him. It was like, "Make sure they don't kill you.
Just make sure." Yeah, he doesn't kill you. Just, you know, when he goes to sleep. You can freeze stuff. And so they're like, "All right." And they're like, "You can have a truck." And he was like, "Oh, thank you for giving us the car." And then they were like, "Yeah, it's fine. Cause we got a better one anyway. So, you know, you can have that one." So now they got a car. And then when they're about to leave, the engine just stops working right when they're about to roll off. And then they're just staring at them. All the people, all the dudes are like, "Okay." Cause it was just awkward. Cause they were like, "See you guys later." And then like, the car just stops.
Bye bye.
Yes. Yeah, they're like, "See you, bye bye." And then the car just stops. And then I know he's probably like, "Yeah, that's my thing," but everybody else is like, "What?" And then the car cuts back on and then they drive off. And then it goes back to them and it's
the nurse.
I forgot his name. The storyteller guy.
Shoichi.
Yeah, and he was talking to the guy, he was like, So I know you probably killed the mother of my kid. I guess he liked her. I don't know. Because I guess they were both supposed to escape. Because he did another flashback. It looked like all three of them were about to escape. Like him, the kid, and the mom. But he was the only one that got away. And then, I don't know. I got to go back and watch the flashback. The flashback
confused me so much. Because it was like, he said like, "I know who actually killed like the mom."
Yeah, and I think it's the dude that he killed.
You think that Joichi killed a guy?
I'm talking about the guy, because he got the buzzsaw and he cut his head off. Or he slit his throat at the end. But I think that dude killed... No. What?
That's a guy?
No, that's a guy. That's a dude.
I thought they're that was dudes. The mom.
You thought that was the mom?
I thought so.
In a yellow jacket?
Like, I'm looking at a picture right now of the person who was, like, dead on the floor. And, like, the baby was, like, next to him playing. Like, I thought that was the mom.
Can you show the picture on here?
Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. I thought they were all dudes.
Something about, this... Is that a dude?
You see the chin hair?
Yeah, I do see
that. Yeah, that's
okay,
a dude.
Okay. All right.
That's a dude.
I thought that clears the things.
That's a man.
I thought that was
a mom.
Man. Okay.
And they were talking, too. They were sitting out talking. He was like, "Yeah, your son is going, like, he's growing good and all that." And he sounded like a dude, but he killed him. I'm pretty sure he killed the mom. And he was like, "I know you killed the mom, so I'm going to kill you." Which I don't understand, because he made it seem like all the women there were bad anyway. And they were, like, controlling them.
Yeah.
As breeding pigs. So.
And when he originally told the story, he said that he tried to run away with the two women and the baby.
Yeah, he did say that. And then in the flashback again, it did look like three of them were running, but he was the only one to get out.
Okay. Yeah, I was confused. I didn't know if that was a flashback or current time or like what was going on.
Because they must have had guns or something. The women must have had guns. Like, how were they able to?
And the kid also seemed like he was about the same size as he is now.
Like, yeah, I mean, he wasn't gone for that long. He says it's only been a few months, I think. Or
oh, really? I thought it had to be longer than that. But that's how he looked in the flashback. And I was like, he looks...
No, that's current day.
That's current?
Yeah, he took the car. He took the car and drove off.
Oh.
Because after he killed him, he took the car and left. And then he almost ran over the dudes outside. They were like sweeping or something. He's like, hey, watch it. And he's like, isn't that our car? And then somebody ran out from the camp and was like, hey, come here. What's his name is dead.
So that was all current day.
Yeah, that was all current day. That was all current day.
So what was the flashback then?
The flashback was when he was talking about when it went like black and white and red.
Okay. I'm going to have to rewatch the episode because I thought that was all flashback.
No, that was current day. That was current day. He was literally eating with that dude that he killed. Like, they were talking and being friendly and everything.
So he was the one who told him, like,
your son has been, like, growing really good.
So he killed that guy because he thinks that guy killed the mother?
The mom. Yeah.
So now he's on the run from the place. So he just got his baby.
I mean, he's not even on the run. He's gone. Like, they don't have a car. They're not going to catch him. He's out of there.
Dang. So weird.
But my whole thing is, like, he's basically going to be in the same situation he was. I guess he just has his kid with him. But he was doing pretty good off on his own. Like, he was scavengering, and he had information. He was selling people info and stuff like that. So, I mean, he can survive on his own. Now he just has a baby with him.
That's a little crazy. I'm sure we'll see him again at some point. That was a little weird.
You think so? I think we're done with him. I think it's like, because remember... Oh, well, I'm not going to say remember, but I feel like every time we see somebody, they get, like, their little small story, and then we never hear back from them. Like, I don't think we'll ever see the Hotel King again.
You don't think we'll see her again?
Nah, I don't think we'll see her again. And then, obviously, we won't see the other dude because he killed himself. We're not going to see him again. I think, like, these people are gone. I think they meet him, and then they just don't ever come back.
Possibly.
Like, this is part of the story.
I just feel like that guy really confused me, and now I want to know more about him, because that whole part was just like confusing to me.
Yeah, I'm like, why did you just kill that person like that?
And then the only other thing that happens episode in between the flashback or whatever is just they showed the nursery and there's like a new generation of kids.
Yeah, new generation of little kids, like, coming in,
the fifth generation or something. I don't know.
They also said she was about to have her baby soon.
Yeah, that too. Which is really
and
fast.
The lady doctor grabbed his hand like, how did you know? Or something like that.
I want to know what's going to happen with the kid with the powers, though. Because he has the same powers as the spider.
I think my theory is right, bro. That the kids in that, like, school or in the past, and that's that whatchamacallit is their kids. So I think the same thing. I think one of the women might have been from that school, and she was old enough to have,
like,
a baby.
A part man eater woman.
Yeah, I think all the people in that school are man eaters, like part man eaters. They all got like some kind of power.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see.
Because my prediction was that the two couples, right? Because you got Maru and Kiriko, right? And I was saying Maru is the kid of the girl that looks just like him in the one that's pregnant. That's his mom. And then the dad is the other dude that she was in the room with. And then I think that Kiriko's dad and mom is the other girl that looks just like Kiriko. And then the guy, who we don't even know his name, but he's like super obsessed with her. Obsessed with her. Yeah. No. The artist and the pregnant girl are together.
Oh, wait. He's not an artist. He just has like a bunch of pictures.
Yeah. Okay. Because remember, he was like, you sent me those pictures.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? I didn't send you pictures. And then you said that those pictures was from Kiriko when she was at the inn.
Yeah, wait, so I don't know.
But I don't think those pictures were from the inn.
Because, like, how could they be in the future and past if he got those pictures of Kiriko?
I don't think that was Kiriko, though. That's what I'm saying. That's what you said. I don't think that's Kiriko. But they look exactly the same. The other girl and Kiriko look exactly the same.
No, they don't look exactly the same.
Yes, they do. Because he was like, you sent me those pictures. He was like, you sent me those pictures.
No, they don't look exactly the same. Like, look, like, this girl...
Right.
And Kiriko.
She just has like weird ears on her hair.
They look a little different. No, they look different.
Put it side by side, bro.
Side by side? I don't know if I can do that.
Just open a new tab. Hold on. He shared the whole screen.
Tengoku. Wait, whole screen?
Bro, if you search Kiriko Heavenly Delusion, it says people also search Mihimi. Mimi Hemi.
I'm sure that's the other girl's name. Like, hold on. They don't look exactly the same, is what I'm saying.
They look close enough. They look close enough to be related.
Related, yeah. But I don't think they're the same person.
That's her mom, bro. I'm telling you, that's her mom. That's my prediction. That is her mom.
I don't know. I could see like some weird like gene stuff going on, but I was on the same train as you for like future and past for like a week. But now that you brought that up about the picture thing, I'm like, how is that possible?
I don't think that picture was of Kiriko though. I don't think that's what that was.
I think it was. We can
go back and look.
Like it was like that. It was the literal picture that she took in the bathroom. Like it was her.
She didn't have a phone.
Kiriko?
Yeah.
You're right. She doesn't have a phone. So how did she take the picture? How did he get the picture?
She did take the picture. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But where did he get the picture from is the question.
I don't know, bruh. I mean, they got pictures. They got cameras in the school. Remember the one girl got a message on her tablet saying, do you want to know the outside?
Yeah. Wait. We haven't seen that in a while, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can say that somebody is hacking into the computer system and sending stuff and causing things that shouldn't be happening.
It's confusing.
What's the other kid's name? Shiro? I gotta be careful about these Google searches, man. We got some weirdos. Anime fans be weird, bruh. I gotta be, bro. You know what I'm talking about, bruh. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, now this is definitely the girl from the orphanage in the shower.
Oh, you see the video?
Yeah, I see one picture. Hold on. But, like, this is definitely her. Like, the girl from the orphanage.
Right.
But she doesn't. I feel like
she didn't send the picture. She didn't send the picture, but somebody, somehow a picture was sent to his thing. Because remember, the picture was gone, it wasn't there anymore. So, but I think those two, I think Mihimi, whatever that is.
Mimihime or something?
Mimihime? Whatever. Her and Shiro, right? The dude that got the picture. I think that's Kiriko's parents. And then the pregnant girl and the artist are Maru's parents. And what I'm saying is the baby that also has powers, was also probably a kid from that school. But this goes with my theory that the school is like, it doesn't exist anymore. Like, that shit just fell apart. I think she became an adult and had a baby with that dude. Or maybe, like, somebody in her past. Or maybe the mom or her mom. Depending on how, like, far back in the past the school was.
Okay.
And it's just passing down the man-eater genes. Because Maru has powers. Kiriko doesn't have powers, but that might, I don't know. I don't know why she doesn't have powers.
Maybe it's a recessive gene. don't know.
Or maybe because it's not really Kiriko. It's the boy inside her body. So.
True. I mean, neither of them had powers. Like, when the sister existed, they didn't show her having powers either. Actually, I mean, there's a lot of people who didn't have powers. There's a whole orphanage of kids, and none of them had powers. Per se. So, I don't know. Who knows? What if they're just not related at all and they just look similar?
That would be crazy. But I'm sticking to my guns. I think that's her mom.
Okay. I feel like Maru is definitely related.
Yeah. That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. Yeah. I feel like that's no question. But because the age difference between those two aren't like that big. Because based on this, then that, yeah, you're right. That wouldn't really make sense because Maru would be older than her. Because his mom, if that's his mom, she's pregnant now and the other girl's not pregnant. Or she could be because they've been doing some stuff too. But maybe she's just not showing symptoms. I don't know. But even then, they would be the same age. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. Debunked.
I don't know. We're confused. Based on, I don't know.
Biology.
I mean, well, Kiriko has trouble remembering what age they are.
Yeah, she changes her number like every. She's like, oh, I'm this or I'm that. But she gets confused about her age and her brother's age or her sister and her brother's age.
And I don't know. If you're like living in a world, like post-apocalyptic world, like,
you probably don't keep track
how well
of that
are you
anyway.
Keeping track of the time anyway?
Yeah.
So Maru might not actually be 15. I don't know. We'll see. We got two more episodes left. Any predictions for the next episode?
I think she'll have the baby. Yeah. And that'll disclose if it's Maru or not. And I also think the school will, like, go to hell.
Like, what do you mean, go to hell?
Because remember I was saying they promoted old girl instead of the dude? And then people were like, that doesn't make sense. Like, why did they do that? And then, so I think that'll cause, like, some, you know, some fighting inside. Not fighting, but conflict. And then I think the first official man eater is showing up now. Remember when I said the guy got cremated and it was that block?
Yeah.
I think that's a man eater, but they don't know what that is. Like, because they got the man eater babies, but I don't think they call them man eaters. I think they just were like, these are like mutant babies. They don't know what's going on. Like, half the stuff that's going, they don't know what's happening. So they're just like, we were just stuck here with these jobs to take care of these kids. And you know what I'm saying? Because they didn't even know when that alarm went off. They were like, somebody has infiltrated the school. You know, they were like, what is this? This has never happened before. What does this mean?
Yeah, just ask the AI.
So.
Okay. Episode of the week?
Either Hell's Paradise or Heavenly Delusion.
I think for me, I don't know.
I think next week Demon Slayer is going to get it, though. For sure.
It might be recency bias, but I feel like I really liked Vinland Saga with Thorfinn's speech.
You like the speech? It hits you in the,
it hit
in
me,
the heart.
For sure. Because, like, I think what impressed me about Vinland is, like, I didn't want him to get punched 100 times. So, like, the entire episode, I was just waiting to see, like, well, the first 12 minutes, I guess,
would
of him getting punched. Yeah, I was just like, you know, he did get punched 100 times, but, like, they made me enjoy it still. So I respected that. So that's probably my episode of the week. Best animation? I'd say Hell's Paradise, probably for me.
Demon Slayer was good, too, but Hell's Paradise had a better fight.
Yeah. That was crazy. Like that transformation just gave me just like demon
Bloodborne.
Like demon was it Dark Souls, like Dark Souls vibes. Yeah. Like it was just like you beat them and then they just get back up in their health bar. You're like, what the heck is going on? And it turned this thing that you can't even like put a word to what it even looks like. Like it was crazy. Now I want to see what all the other forms look like. They're probably crazier.
Yeah.
And then best moment, I already gave episode to Benlin. I'd probably say best moment. It's a tough one. Maybe Hell's Prayer. Not Hell's Prayer. Maybe Heavenly Delusion when the car didn't start. That was really funny.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. I'll say my moment would be, I'll have to say when, I think when Morichi, is that his name? I feel like I just butchered that.
Some Morichiro?
Yeah, Morichiro. I said Morichi. I don't even know. I put Kuroko. I don't know what I did. I put like a bunch of names together. But
Joichi Morichiro,
when he cut the head, after he was like, all right, I'm done. Listen to you talk. Go to hell. Yeah. He was like, all right, I heard enough. Stop talking, bro. Like, Jesus Christ. Just die already, bro. Just die already.
That was nuts. Like, I don't know. Like, it was just like, he got beat so easily. And it made me really think, like, maybe it's just like a matter of Hashira not meeting Upper Moons enough for them to get killed.
Remember
like,
what I said, though? I was like, most of the time when they lose, it's because they got to do so much other stuff than just fight.
Yeah.
Because Rengoku was about to beat Akaza, low-key. He was about to beat him.
I don't know if he was beating him. I feel like Aizawa was like, I feel like he was pretty even-tempered the whole fight.
Who, Akaza?
Yeah.
I mean, he almost died.
He went full power.
Remember, he stabbed him through the chest with his hand, and then Rengoku was like, fuck it, I'm still about to cut your head off. And then he was like, he was screaming, he was like, he was almost there. He was literally like inches away.
Yeah.
And you got to think, he would have been more like on it if he didn't have to try to protect Tanjiro and everybody else during the fight.
That's true. I don't know. I feel like Aizawa was like, yeah.
Aizawa.
Like, yeah. Aizawa. I don't know his name.
From My Hero.
Akaza. I feel like, yeah, if Rengoku and him would have fought, it would have been in like
one
no
on one. I think
it
yeah,
been
no
a lot
distractions.
Closer.
Rengoku would have. I think he would have won, bro.
But I don't know if he would have won. That was the thing. Like, I don't even think Aizawa. What's his name? Akaza.
Akaza.
Like, went full power. Like, he only used his demon like once. That's what made me feel like he kind of held back a little bit. I don't know. But
he started going serious at the end. But he wanted Rengoku to stay alive because he wanted him to become a demon.
That's also a thing.
He was like, you should become a demon. This is fun. You'll get all the power you need. You'll never die. You won't get injured. Because he was just cutting his limbs off. He was like, see? Like, you can cut my arms off. Because he was cut. Like, he was, bro. Rengoku was chopping him up. He was chopping, yeah, he was chopping him up, but it's like, I can just heal. So it's like, it doesn't matter. You know, like, he's like, yeah, you're getting the best of me, kind of, but I can just regenerate.
Yeah, that's the thing about Demon Slayer that I say, like, it's not really about who's more skilled. It's more just, like, who lives and who dies out of the fight. Because, like, I feel like all the Demon Slayer, not all of them, but, like, the Hashira, at least, they're more skilled.
Yeah, they're way more skilled.
Upper Moons than fighting, but they can fight like that because they heal.
But like, I can't say that too, because we saw what's his name who fought Tengen. He wasn't really getting hit like that. Like, they were struggling to even damage him at first.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the demons can afford to fight sloppy. Like, yeah. They don't even need to hone their
skills.
They
just
like,
gotta make sure they don't
skills.
Get their head cut off.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say they don't hone their fighting skills, because they can all, except for the base dude. That dude was kind of trash. He had really no fighting capabilities. He just used a bunch of demon arts.
Yeah.
He didn't throw any hands. He just had stuff coming out the base. But the new guy, or not the new guy, but the emotions dude, he can fight. Like,
he's like a fusion of like the drum demon from like the first season.
Yeah, from the first season.
And like just like a regular demon that just like has combat skills. But I don't know. I guess we'll see what Ken Roji does. Do you think she'll die?
No, I don't think anybody will die in this one. I think they'll win. flawless victory.
I don't know.
You think somebody's going to die?
I don't know if someone will die.
If somebody dies, it would have to be Morichiro. Because he's so damaged. If he shows up in that state. But I think what they're going to do is they're going to throw him in the hot spring. And he's going to heal. And then pop up. Maybe.
I don't know if he'll pop up. I feel like he won't pop
up. I think he's done. You think he's done? Like he won't show up again?
I think it'll just be Kanroji.
Okay. If it's her against that dude, she'll probably die.
But we haven't even seen her fight yet.
We haven't, but I just feel like she did cut up the one tree easily. Like, she chopped that tree down. But I feel like he has more than just that in his bag.
He definitely does. But, like, she's a Hashira still. I don't know.
I don't think she's better than Morichiro, though.
Maybe not. But, all right. That's about all I got for this week.
Same. I might have to return my monitor again, bruh.
Why? Well, before you tell me, I was saying that. But yeah. If you got to this point, thank you for listening. Make sure you leave a rating, share. It's been Weekend Weebs episode 30. Peace out.
Peace.